Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant, Coach, and Advisor. And our subject today is, why didn't the dogs bark? Every one of the best teams I work with has one specific attribute I keep seeing, and that is they are able of constantly and continuously improving on themselves. They improve their processes, they review how they perform different tasks, they have retrospectives where they decide to change up things, provide each other with candid feedback, and they move along. They are not stuck in the same place. I'm guessing you all know already about the great significance of having solid retrospectives. I keep talking about improving. Let's improve the way we improve. And that is only possible if you continuously retrospect and review and decide where you should be changing things. Even if it's only an experiment, you might not have already the best idea to move forward. You might not have found a better way of doing things, but if you don't try, you never will. And that is the concept of retrospecting and improving. However, I do see that there's an aspect of this retrospecting that is often lost for many, even some of the best teams I work with, and that is not just focusing on, hey, we did X, next time we can do it better this way, or we did X and these are the good things we did, how can we make sure to make those happen again? That's important, that's critical, that's essential. But another aspect of retrospection is realizing, did we miss anything? Were there any missed opportunities? What should have happened and yet didn't? Not just how can we improve, but also why didn't we do things differently in the first place? So as an example, let's say that you just had a major outage and you're holding a postmortem and the team handled things splendidly. Like, from the minute you realized there was some problem to the moment you already knew the root cause, it was done in the shortest amount of time possible. There was no data loss. You minimized impact on your users. That's a great postmortem. And now you realize how to improve things even better. Next time, we can let people know in this manner. Next time, we'll do this. Great. But now, I've got a question for you. How did this outage come about, right? Not just root cause as in we didn't handle this and that edge case, but also how come we didn't handle that edge case? What did we miss in our process that allowed this to happen? This is what I call why weren't the dogs barking. It's based on an old Sherlock Holmes thing where the dog didn't bark because it recognized the person coming. And the same applies here. We have to always be alert and see if there are patterns where the team allowed something to happen. Something that, in retrospect, it's obvious it wasn't the right way to do things, and yet no one barked. No one made it known. No one spoke up. And that's the thing that personally scares me the most when it comes to a healthy communication pattern in a team. I want to make sure that everyone will speak up if they see something problematic. You might have heard about the fact that many say that a lot of the times when you check all sorts of aviation failures and problems, you can hear that the co-pilot might have understood that something was wrong and yet didn't speak up because they were afraid of confronting the pilot. Excellence is built on speaking up. That's the only way to ensure that you move forward as rapidly as possible. The whole radical candor thing is about speaking up. And so, consider, were there occasions recently where something happened and now that you're thinking about it, it's okay that you solved it right. It's okay that you addressed the issue and maybe learned from it. And yet, consider, why did it happen in the first place? Who would you have expected to speak up, to bark when that happened? Another example would be when people went along with weird demands from product without understanding them. And only when it came the time to deploy it to production did someone realize that what was built doesn't really make sense. You have the tests working, that's great. And you did what you thought product meant, and yet it doesn't actually make sense. Why do those things happen? Because someone didn't bark. Why do people who are clearly mismatched for your organization reach a very advanced stage in your hiring process? How come they have passed 3 different technical interviews before being marked for the first time as mine having an issue at the 4th? Especially if this is something that keeps happening more and more. This might mean that those who are doing the first interviews do not feel that they have enough agency to speak up about these kinds of things, or do not understand that this is part of what they're doing. I always tell my clients, you shouldn't be spending time interviewing people that 4 different people in the past already understood are not a good match and yet haven't spoken up about it. No one likes being woken up in the middle of the night because a dog is barking needlessly. And yet, I bet you'd rather know if someone was trying to sneak into your backyard and, I don't know, steal your kid's bicycle, won't you? So ensure that people are speaking up, and as part of your retrospections, as part of your postmortems, keep this question in mind. Why weren't the dogs barking? You might need to understand. Who are the dogs in this case? Maybe you're missing some monitoring alerts that should have alerted you of a problem right after deploy. Maybe we're talking about people involved in processes. No matter what it is, ask yourself that question. Identify what should have happened or that you would have hoped to see happen. And then assess whether people truly, genuinely missed it, or were they aware of it and didn't say anything for some reason. That's not the root cause that we're getting to in postmortems, but sometimes it's even more important. So get your dogs barking. That's it for this week. If you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. My book, The Tech Executive Operating System, is coming out in like 3-4 weeks. You'll get updates about it there. You can also already see pre-orders for the book available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and whatever, so you can check it out over there. I think the ebook versions, the Kindle versions, will be available in a week or 2 as well, so hang on. Thank you for joining me, and talk again soon.